Looking to rebound from their lone loss of the season, the Nipissing Lakers women's hockey team hosted the Ontario Ridgebacks for a rare midweek game. The Ridgebacks enter the contest with a 3-3-0 record, 2 points behind the Lakers, who are 4-1-0, but have a game in hand on Ontario Tech. After a solid 60 minutes and some timely goals, the Lakers jumped back into the win column, topping the Ridgebacks 3-1. In the opening period, the Lakers took control almost from puck drop. They generated more and better chances and pressure the Ridgebacks in the offensive zone, creating turnovers and opportunities regularly. Late in the period, Lakers forward Maria Domenico was awarded a penalty shot after she blew by the defender and got a chance on net, but was slashed in the process. On the attempt, Domenico made no mistake, showing off her strong stick-handling ability and sliding the puck under the Ridgebacks goalie's pad to give Nipissing a 1-0 lead with 1:44 left in the period. After the opening 20 minutes of play, the Lakers earned a one-goal lead over the Ridgebacks thanks to the penalty shot tally from Domenico. Shots were 15-5 in favor of Nipissing. In the middle frame, neither team was able to muster up much offense despite a good pace. Just shy of the midway point, the Lakers doubled their lead after Madison Stitt found the back of the net. Domenico picked up her second point of the game, earning one assist, while captain Allison Hayhurst grabbed the other helper. Nipissing went up by 3 with just over 4 minutes left in the middle stanza. Mallory Domenico made no mistake on a perfect cross-crease setup by Kara Den Hode. Domenico slammed home the one-timer to put Nipissing up 3-0. Roughly 2 minutes late, the Ridgebacks got on the board, as they snuck one past Lakers goalie Chloe Marshall to climb within two late in the period. The late Ontario Tech goal made it 3-1 after 40 minutes in favor of Nipissing, who also led 30-19 in the shot department. Up a pair entering the third period, the Lakers did a good job through the first half of the period to limit the Ridgebacks' chances. Playing a form of the trap, Nipissing closed down the neutral zone and cruised to the victory. Marshall finished with 23 saves, while Nipissing fired 36 shots of their own at the Ontario Tech goalie. Next up for the Lakers is the Break the Ice on Mental Health event, taking place Saturday evening. Nipissing hosts the Laurier Golden Hawks for that contest. Game time is set for 5 p.m. at Memorial Gardens.